Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God again for all of you that are on the line that have tuned in tonight. And I know that your time will not be in vain. We're looking to the hills from which cometh our help. Right now, our help comes from the Lord. Praise God. Tonight, we are going to be talking about the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord. In Proverbs 10:22, the scripture says, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it." The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. You know, it's pretty common for people to say, "Have a blessed day," or they say, "Oh, I'm blessed." But do we really understand what blessed means? To be blessed by God is the anointing or the power of God through which divine favor flows. I'll say it again. To be blessed by God is the anointing or the power of God through which divine favor flows. In other words, it's flowing, that power of God flowing directly into our lives, thereby bringing good things into our life. When you've been blessed by God, I tell you what, the Bible said it adds no sorrow with it, and it maketh rich. But we're going to visit that a little bit later on. But when you are blessed by God, you walk in the favor of God. You know, when you've got favor, that's pretty much all you need. Even if you don't have enough money, if you don't have the degrees, you don't have the education, you don't meet the qualifications, but you have the favor of God. Hallelujah. Blessings are the result of God's mercy. He blesses you not because you and I deserve it, but God blesses us because he loves us. The Bible says that the Lord raineth on the unjust as well as the just. He feeds us. Hallelujah. And he cares for us. He loves us. Yes, he does. Again, all good and perfect gifts, they come from the Lord. They come from above. Let's turn tonight to Genesis, the 22nd chapter, the 15th through the 18th verses. Genesis 22, 15 through 18. Now, I'm going to be reading from the Amplified version. Praise God. But we're going to be talking about how Abraham was blessed because God blessed him. It reads, "The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, 'I have sworn by myself, says the Lord, that since you have done this and have not withheld from me or begrudged giving me your son, your only son, since you were obedient and you did this, you did it out of obedience, you didn't do it hatefully, but you did it not grudgingly, you did it because I asked you to do it.'" Then he's saying, God is saying, "In blessing, I will bless you." Talking to Abraham now. "And in multiplying, I will multiply your descendants like the stars of the heavens and like the sand on the seashore. And your seed or your heir will possess the gate of his enemies. And in your seed, which is Christ, shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And by him or by Christ, bless themselves because you have heard and obeyed my voice." And that is key. Hallelujah. We are, you and I, we are the seed of Abraham. Oh, yes, we are. And that scripture says again, "And in your seed," God is saying to Abraham, "in your seed, which is Christ, shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And by Christ, we are blessed themselves because you have heard and obeyed my voice." And that's what I wanted to key in on tonight, talking about when you get blessed by God. He's saying that you heard my voice. Not only did you hear me, but you obeyed my voice. The word of God is so important. The Bible says, Jesus says, "These words I speak unto you because they are spirit and and they are life. There's power in the Word of God. And there's blessings when we obey the Word of God. There are blessings when we get in the will of God. Amen. Not our will, but His will. Let's look at Abraham again. Listen, Abraham received the blessing of the Lord because he not only heard the voice of the Lord, but he obeyed the voice of the Lord. And what a rough, a mighty thing that God asked him to do. I mean, for years and years and years, Abraham was old, and he waited for Isaac. He waited for that promise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But listen, how many know that when God asks you to do something, that the provision is already there? Hallelujah. And Abraham believed that if he offered up his only son, the only heir, the promise that God had given him, that somehow God would give him back. Hallelujah. That's the kind of God we serve. But he heard the voice of God, and he obeyed the voice of God. Obedience, the word says, is better than sacrifice. Oh, what a sacrifice Abraham made as unto the Lord. Many of us, we hear the Word of God. We hear it week in and week out. We hear it on the radio. We hear it on the TV. We sit in the service. We hear. He says, which is His voice. The Word of God is the voice of God. Hallelujah. But we fail to obey His Word. James 1 and 22 through 25 said, but be ye doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholds himself, and then he goes his way. And then the Bible says, and straightway he forgets what manner of man he is. In other words, he forgot what he looks like. He just looked at himself in the mirror. In other words, he just heard the word of God, but he was not a doer. He didn't obey the word of God. And then it goes on to say, whoever looks into the perfect law of liberty, the word of God, and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed indeed. In other words, he's saying that you're sitting and you hear that word, and then you don't obey the word of God, or you let other things come in front of it where it's more important, and you put it off and say, well, you know, I heard it, but, you know, that's not for me, it's for somebody else, or maybe I'll pay attention, or maybe I'll obey it later on, but not today. My God, the word says, just like a man, this is what it's saying, that you just looked at yourself in the mirror. The Word of God is a mirror. The Word of God shows us ourselves. That Word of God shines on the inside. See, the scripture says man looks on the outward appearance, but God, He sees the heart. And the way that Word does, that Word gets right into the very spirit, to our very core, and it knows how to get in between the bone and the marrow of the bone. Say amen to that. But you'd be just like someone who looked yourself in the mirror, and then you turn around and you forgot what you looked like. My God. So it behoves us to hear the word of God, do what the word says, walk in it, meditate in the word of God. That's how we're going to grow, and that's how we receive the blessing of the Lord. And by the way, that is our topic again, the blessing of the Lord. Galatians 3 and 9 says, so then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. We are the seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. I just read how he said he was going to bless and multiply the seed. And because of him and because of Jesus Christ, we are a blessed people today. Say, I am blessed. Thank God I am blessed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then, because we are the seed of Abraham, he says, faithful Abraham. Galatians 3 and 16 says, now to Abraham and his seed, that means us, were the promises made. He saith not, and to the seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. The seed is Christ. We are the recipients of the promises of the seed because of the shed blood and the sacrificial life that Christ lived and he died and he rose for you and I. That's why you and I can come boldly, hallelujah, before the throne of grace, and that we may receive what we need of the Lord. Say amen to that. In Acts 3, 25 to 26, Peter and John, they were teaching the people in the temple. And he taught the people. He says, look, you are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed, in Christ, shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. That's what Peter and Paul was teaching the people in the temple, letting them know the promise is here. The promise has already come. All we have to do is receive Christ. Understand that Christ in us is the hope of glory. The Christ in us gives us the blessing of the Lord. Christ in us is the blessing. Hallelujah. Why? Because salvation came through the seed of Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It was to you first. That's what Peter and John were teaching. So it's to you first that God sent his servant and son Jesus. When he raised him up, he provided and gave him for us all to bless you in turning every one of you from your wickedness and evil ways. That's what they were teaching the people in the temple. Your salvation is that promised blessing from the Lord. So we come to church. We hear the preached word of the Lord with our ears, but many of us don't meditate on it. And we don't meditate what we've heard. See, and when we don't meditate what we've heard, we don't allow that word to take root. We don't allow the word to settle in us. We don't allow the word to just get down in our heart. Like David says, thy word, O God, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Are you hiding the word in your heart? It may come a time that we may not be able to open up the word of God. We might be in a tight spot or an emergency, but when you need the word, and if that word is in your heart, all you have to do is call on that. Call on that word. Put God in remembrance of his word. Hallelujah. That word is quick. The word is powerful, and it is sharper than any two-edged sword. Glory to God. So in other words, don't just be hearers of the word. Make up in your heart, make up in your mind when you go to church or whenever you're sitting hearing the word, even like right now, that I am going to receive that word. And I'm not going to let anything, anyone hinder me from receiving that word. You know, there's some people that sit in church and they're passing notes and the minister is ministering the word of God and their mind is on everything else. But what is going forward in the word? We need that word. Is important. It's so important that God said heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never, ever pass away. We are saved today by the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, as a result, when we don't hide that word in our heart, we don't keep that word, we don't meditate on that word, then we cannot walk in obedience to what is the way we should do. If we don't hide that word, we're not able to walk in obedience. See, God said specifically to Abraham, because you have obeyed me, because you heard my voice, because you didn't hold back what I asked you to do, I asked you to present, make the sacrifice of your only son Isaac to me, and because you didn't begrudging and do it grudgingly, he says, I'm going to bless you. Hallelujah. Wouldn't you want God to say that to you? I know I do. I want you to bless me, Lord. And in blessing me, I want you to multiply those blessings. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. May I say this too? That when you get blessed of the Lord, it's not just for you only. See, that's a mistake a lot of people make. Oh, it says, give me, give me. This me, myself and mine, my four and no more. Oh, it's about my household. Let me tell you what. When God blesses you and he blesses you abundantly, then that is your opportunity to share that blessing, share it and give it out and give it to somebody else and turn it over. Because, see, you know what's going to happen? When you sow that blessing, your blessing, into good ground, guess what? It's going to come back up again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. So Abraham was blessed because he heard and he obeyed the voice of God. Glory to God. In order for the blessings of the Lord to flow in our lives, we must be willing to be obedient to the word of God. That means apply the word. Apply what you heard. Apply the word of God. The scripture tells us to study, to show yourselves approved of God, not approved of man, not approved of your pastor, not approved of your friend, oh my God, not approved of your church, not approved of your denomination, but the word says study, you study, study the word of God so that you show yourselves approved of God and then rightly dividing the word of God or the word of truth, and then you can walk therein, you can walk in obedience, and then you can walk in the blessing of the Lord. That's what I'm talking about tonight, the blessing of the Lord. Some folks only seek out the blessings but don't receive the blesser, or they don't love the blesser. They just say, I just want you to bless me. That's all I'm interested in. Just give me the blessing. Just give me the blessing. But guess what? As our Pastor Smith used to say years ago when we were just teenagers in the church, he says, honey, if you get the blesser, you will have the blessings automatically. If you get Jesus Christ, hallelujah, you get him deep down in your soul, hallelujah, then the blessings never run out. But if you just seek blessings, blessings are subject to run out. But you got the blesser, you will always have the blessings. Say amen to that. Matthew 6:33 says, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that we have need of, the Bible says, it will be added to us. The Lord can't pour out his blessing upon some folks because they would become big-headed, and then they forget about their purpose, the purpose for their lives. But when we get in line with the word of God, we'll study the word of God, we'll know what to do with those blessings. Let's go back to that scripture I started out with, Proverbs 10:22. It said, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. That's what the word says. The blessing of the Lord is God's original plan for you and I. Contrary to popular belief, he doesn't want you sick and broke, busted and disgusted and lonely, but he wants to make you rich in every area of your life. And I'm not just talking about rich in money. There's so many more things that God wants to enrich our lives with. He wants to make us rich in health, in our finances, in relationship, rich in your spiritual life, rich in love and joy and peace, rich in long-suffering and gentleness, rich in his goodness and faith, rich in meekness and temperance. In other words, rich in the fruit of the Spirit. Some people only have just a one-track mind. Riches. Riches talking about wealth. I mean, yes, you will get all of that too, but there's so much more to the blessing of the Lord than just money. Amen, somebody? Amen. Glory to God. Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has already blessed us through Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. I say to you and I, we are blessed. We are blessed people. We are better than blessed because of the promises and because of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the blessing of the Lord maketh us rich. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Living in the blessing is God's will for you and I. I say it again. Living in the blessing is God's will for you and I. In other words, living the blessed life. Yes. Jesus says, I am come that you might have life and that you might have life more abundantly. Freedom from the world system, that he gives us liberty. He came to give us plenty of life, abundant life. I just talked to you about, just said about the blessing of the Lord, how it makes us rich in every single area of our life. Hallelujah. But again, we must walk in obedience to his word. Abraham was blessed because he heard the voice of God and he obeyed the voice of God. What do you say about that? Are you willing to walk in that light as he's in the light, and that we'll have fellowship one with the other? You walking in the light of the word, walking in obedience, walking in the favor of God. I know I want to live that kind of blessed life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, riches are not gotten just merely by wisdom or diligence, but also, and more importantly, is given by God's favor, and blessing adds no sorrow. The kind of blessing that the Lord gives, it adds no sorrow. The rich blessings that God gives brings about contentment. It brings about comfort without any labor, without any struggle, or any kind of sorrow with it. No kind of regret with the blessing that God gives. I want those kind of blessings, don't you? But the riches which wicked men gain are accompanied by or with a divine curse. They don't realize it, but yes, there's a divine curse with that. With many discontentment and tormenting cares and fears, with horrors in their conscience, and with the just dread of being called to an account by God. They got to give an account for what did you do with those riches? And then punish for the misappropriation and abuse of them. My God, I don't want to be in that category, but I want the blessing that the Lord gives. So God told the Israelites, remember the Lord thy God. I'm saying to us, he's saying to us today, remember the Lord. Remember his goodness. Remember his mercy. Remember that it's God that gives us the power to get wealth. Oh, yes, it is. That's what the scripture says. That he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers. There's a purpose that God gives us the power to get wealth, not to scrawn it all on ourselves and live lavishly and live bigger than anybody else and be on a high pedestal and look down at others. No, no, no. God has a reason that he gives us power to get wealth so that his covenant, his kingdom will be where he asked for it to be, that we may do the will of God, that his covenant may be as he has already sworn to the fathers. So wealth is a blessing only if we use it in the way God intended. So I encourage you today, including myself, bless somebody else. Live the blessed life, living the blessed life in God. Again, we're talked about tonight, the blessing of the Lord. Glory to God. I want that kind of blessing, don't you? Oh, yes. I want God's blessing. Hallelujah. See, a lot of things people call blessings and aren't really a blessing because they find out, you know, they might add up a lot of debt or charge this. Say, oh, yeah, I got blessed because I bought this, I bought that, I bought the other. Huh. But guess what? It's a little bit sorry with that because you're going to have to pay them bills. Not only that, if you haven't figured out how to pay it right the way you should be paying it, there's some interest in that, huh? But see, the blessing of the Lord, he gives a blessing. He says he makes us rich, and he don't bring any sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Thank God for his word tonight. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, We come before you tonight, and we thank you, God, that we are living in the land of the living. God, that we were able to hear your word. Father, that we heard your voice loud and clear tonight. And Father, we praise you for your word because, Father, you're wanting us to live that blessed life. We want to be blessed by you even more than we are blessed now, Father. Many of us are living beneath, way beneath our privilege, the way we should be blessed. Help us, God, to come up, Lord, and to the area where we need to live according to your word, that we will hear and meditate in your word, that we will apply and hide your word in our heart, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you that you have made us Abraham's seed because of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that we have life and we have life more abundantly. God, we thank you, Lord, you have given us lots of life. You have given us every spiritual blessing, God, that we need, God, anything pertaining to godliness and life. You have given that to us, and we praise you, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because we have life. We thank you, Lord, because of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, because we are victorious because of Jesus. Hallelujah. We realize that it's in you that we live and we move, and we do have our being tonight. Father, we love you. Hallelujah. Our hearts praise you, Lord. God, even everyone on this line, God, I believe the anointing of the Holy Spirit has just already ministered this word to their heart, to their spirit. God, that they want the blessing of the Lord, that we want to walk in the light as you're in the light. We will continue to have fellowship one with the other. Father, we ask right now in Jesus' name that you will forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, God. God, that we have not walked in obedience to your word. We've heard your word. We hear it day in, day out. We've heard it all our lives practically. But God, forgive us right now. Help us, God, to be doers of your word, God. Help us, Lord, hallelujah, to do what you have asked us to do. Help us to walk in obedience, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will help us to study your word. God, you said to study, to show ourselves approved of you, God, that we will rightly divide the word of truth, that we know how to live. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, shine the light from heaven. Let the light of your word shine on us tonight. Hallelujah, Father. Forgive us, make us, fix us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Your word comes to reprove us. It comes sometimes to rebuke us. And then it comes to lift us up. It comes to encourage us. It comes to heal us tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak healing tonight. Healing in our mind. Healing in our spirit. Healing in our soul. Healing in our relationships, Father. In the name of Jesus. Healing in our homes, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Father, have your way right now. In Jesus' mighty name, Father. Healing in our bodies, Lord. Their bodies that are aching with pain, God. Father, that stay before you, God, knowing that healing is the children's bread, Father. We thank you, Lord, because by your stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. Send your word and heal. Send your word and touch every single listener tonight. Oh, God, even their homes, God, let their homes be blessed, Father. Let the anointing of the power of the Holy Ghost just indwell there. Let us walk rich in your word, God. Open our understanding, God. In the name of Jesus, allow the Holy Spirit to reveal what your word wants us to know, and that we'll be able to live our lives on purpose, that we'll be living the good life on purpose, God, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we love you. We honor you. We do thank you. God, we are privileged tonight. We are a privileged people, God. We thank you, Lord, because we know the answer, and the answer is Christ. We will bless you at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth. Father, we thank you for holy boldness tonight, that from this night forward, that we will stand boldly and proclaim the word of God, that we will walk in the light, hallelujah, the light of your word, because you have made us the light of the world. You have made us the salt of the earth, God. We bless you for that, and we honor you tonight. We honor you with our praise. We honor you with our obedience, God. We honor you because we love one another. God, increase that love. Make us rich in love, Father. Make us rich, God, in obedience. Make us rich in kindness. Make us rich in mercy. Hallelujah. Father, glory to God. We thank you, Lord. We just bless your name, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your long suffering. We thank you for your patience with us. God, had it not been for you, we would have been consumed a long time ago. But God, your grace is sufficient for everyone. And we thank you, Father. We honor you. We thank you, God, because our home is blessed. We thank you, Father, because our families are blessed. We thank you, Father, our children are blessed. God, we thank you, Lord, for our place of worship is blessed. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for all that we put our hands to do. It's blessed. Hallelujah. Because of the blessing of the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for those promises, God, that you have given us, because you're not slack concerning your promise. Father, we praise you. We glorify you. We thank you for the blessings that you've already enriched us with. And we ask these blessings, Father, in the name of Jesus, to his glory, to his honor. And God, we say thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. Hallelujah. We honor you tonight. We thank you for this blessed word tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we love you tonight, God. We thank you. I've unmuted these lines, and Father, we just want to say thank you. God, we just want to praise you tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing of the Lord. We thank you, God. God, because you're all that we need, God. Hallelujah. You're an all-sufficient God. Everybody on this line, give God the praise. Give him the glory. Give him the honor that due his name. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for the blessing of the Lord. We thank you for the peace of God. That peace that surpasses all understanding. That keeps our heart and minds through Christ Jesus. We say yes to your will. Yes, yes, yes to your will. Will tonight, God. We yield ourselves to you, God. We're living that yielded life to you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. You are wonderful, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God, we just praise you. We honor you, God. We thank you, Lord. All our needs are met according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We bless you. Your praise shall continually be in our mouth. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, somebody, amen, and amen to that. Hallelujah, amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Boy, this time has come and gone so quickly, but I thank you, thank God, for every one of you that are on this line tonight. Pray that you would share this word. You know, when we hang up every week, I go out on our website and I post these messages. So anytime that you want to share this word, you can go on the pbc-ministries.org website and then tap on the Dream Team prayer line and you can get these messages. Share the word with somebody else. Share the blessing with someone else. My God, it will make a difference. Because, see, the word of God is not going to go out and return to him void, but it will accomplish all that it set out to do. So until next week, I love you, and I pray for you, and you pray for me, and we're going to watch God change things, and we thank God. We're in the world, but we're not of this world. We're in it, but we're not in this worldly system. God has already promised us through the blessing of the Lord. So God bless you. We love you. Stay strong in the Lord. Keep looking to the hills from which cometh your help. All of your help comes from the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Good night. God bless you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right.